Blog Talk Radio.
At this pivotal time in humanity's evolution, we are beginning to remember our organic technology. A technology, when used correctly, can create an experience that the majority of people the world over want to live. It is time to use this technology consciously for our own benefit and healing, and no longer unconsciously for our own demise. We are divine creatures, creating both our own personal and our collective experience, moment to moment. We invite you to join us in the reawakening of this technology through experiment and experience the power to create and manifest. Become part of the 3%. The collective imagination.
Welcome, everyone, to this week's Collective Imagination Show. The energies are high, aren't they? I'm going to start by bringing in everybody that we've got on hand at the moment. Excuse me. We should have Chris in Melbourne.
Morning, everybody. Yes, good morning, everybody. It's a nice, cool morning here in Melbourne, which is really a great change. We've had about 8 or 9 days of roasting here. So it's nice to for a little bit of respite, and you can probably tell by my voice if I sound like I've been talking all night. I actually have. So, but we'll tell you about that a little bit later.
And we've got Bob in Pennsylvania.
Hello, hello. Good evening, everyone. Nice to be here. Wasn't spending a whole lot of time talking, but definitely some unbelievable energy flying around right now.
There is indeed. And we've got Brian, wherever you are. Where are you?
I'm everywhere, all the same time. I slept for 10 hours last night, and I just got up from an hour nap, and I'm still tired. So I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm glad to know I'm not the only one. I mean, I actually did a nana nap yesterday, which I just never do. Yeah, the energies are really, really pumped up at the moment. And I want to say hello to everybody in the chat room. It's a very large list and growing. And I believe we've also got Heather on the line. Are you with us? Hello, Heather. She's there.
Hi, good evening.
Ah, hello. How are you? Are you having power naps as well? No?
Sorry, what did you say?
I said, are you having power naps as well?
Yeah.
We're all wiped out. We're all having sleeps and nana naps and 10 hours, Brian, did you say? That's huge.
11, including my nap.
Yeah.
That's a power coma. That's not a nap.
Excuse me. We did allude to it a little bit yesterday, you know, the energies and sort of what we're all experiencing and expecting between now and the end of the month. And I'm not feeling any respite from it at all. Some emotional shake-ups all around. And what about you, Bob? What's going on?
Well, I've been tired, and I've been napping, doing the whole power nap thing and everything. Emotionally, I'm pretty good, actually. There is a, I mean, I can feel the energy definitely. You know, it's been like a roller coaster probably the last 3 weeks, building up and building up and building up, and yeah, it's been intense. We'll say that much.
I think I'm in mourning, but I'm not too sure what I'm in mourning for.
Well, I'm in mourning for my sleep routine. It seems to have passed into some other realm, and I'm in some other sleep routine. So You know, we are adapting, but it's a process. And I must say that I actually got a big dose of energy last night from an OPPT meetup that I attended, which was for the city of Melbourne where I live, and there were about 30 or 40 people there. It was fantastic because the people who are there, and I must say hi to Linda and Rod, and a thanks to for them to organising a second meetup, and also a hi to Emilio, who hosted Lisa and I and several other people last weekend for another really intense meeting. So it's been ongoing for Lisa and myself for close to a week now, just wham, bam, wham, bam. So this is why we're all kind of going, a bit tired today. But the energy I got from the group last night was fantastic, because the big energy release we had from the show yesterday, where our wonderful friend and colleague Caleb gave us a bit of fatherly tough love, they all got it. The people I talked to really got his message, which was fantastic, which is really good.
Well, I have to say, I was slow off the mark. I wasn't getting it at first, and it wasn't until a lot of you guys actually out there in Facebook land and in Skype rooms started sharing what you got that things were starting to click for me. And one of the things I really got was the Savior meme and how inappropriate that is. And you know, if we look at OPPT as the bridge between where we are now and where we want to be, we cannot carry that meme over the bridge, is what I got yesterday. And subtly embedded within, maybe not so subtly, embedded within that Savior meme is a belief in hierarchy. Because you can't have a Savior unless they are greater than. And it's everywhere. It pervades every aspect of our lives, this hierarchy and Savior meme. You know, even in the Eastern spiritual religions, you've got, you've got your gurus and your devotees, and you've got, in the New Age movement, you've got your ascended masters. And in religion, obviously, you've got your saviors, in standard religion, Western religion, whatever you want to call it. But it's everywhere. And I think it's so embedded in us that we don't even recognize it half the time. And that's what Caleb did. He came in and kind of slapped us up the side of the head and said that if you continue with a Savior meme or with a hierarchy mentality or belief system, somebody will abuse it. Hey, I'll even abuse it. You know, if you want to look at me as a trustee, as, you know, a Savior, I'll screw you over. We won't need the cabal to screw us over. We will do it to ourselves again and again.
Yes.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me, Lisa, in that movie, Lord of the Rings, when Frodo offered Galadriel the ring, you know, and she stood there, and before, you know, instead of the Dark Lord, you would put, you know, a queen, and I would be beautiful and terrible at the same time. You know, anybody in that position, you know, where you're in a position of authority and you're exercising authority over another, it's a corrupting energy, because it doesn't allow, in order for you to experience that, someone's always got to be subjugated.
Yep.
And that's just not where we want to be. And another thing I think that, you know, last night really, really showed me, the only way it's possible for you to be disappointed is if you have put your hope in an external source. Because if you put your hope in an external source, not only will you be disappointed, you're likely to be disappointed. Did we just lose?
No.
Still okay? I just heard. Oh, we lost Heather.
We lost Heather. Yeah.
No surprise there.
No surprise there.
What I found is that, you know, that it's always, it's, you know, the OPPT it's a name that we've given, you know, for an idea, a movement, call it what you will, but it's all us. And it's us who've created an amazing thing, and just, oh my goodness, how long has it been? Who's counting?
Yeah, not long.
3 months.
2 months.
Two months? Well, we've got a whole entire worldwide movement going. And me and Brian, we were just talking with Tyrell Ventura and Sean Stone from Jesse Ventura Conspiracy Theory on their new show. So it's breaking into the mainstream where it's taken notice all over the world of who you are and what you are doing. Everyone's taking notice. And if you're in that space, then you're still listening. Obviously, you're tuned in. If you're in that space, you can't be disappointed. It's impossible because you know it's you that's creating it. And you know where you want to go. You know what you want to do. You know what you want to be. And that's just the way it's going to be. Regardless of how it happens, it's going to be. You're going to be, you are free. And when you know that, you can't unknow it.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yes. Yep, I think the most important, the OPPT, four letters, the only ones that matter are the first two. You cross out
one
the
people.
Last one. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The one people. That's what this is all about. This is about us. Us. Being us and doing what we need to do to get to that point where it's just us here and no hierarchy, and we are the ones who are actually controlling our own destiny, our own planet.
I'm trying to bring it back in. Hey. Heather, I think we should give you the floor while we've got you.
Charger issue. We're good on internet. I took care of that today.
Well, everybody wants to hear from you anyway. So what would you like to share at this point?
Perhaps to clarify a few things. I think that might help a bit. A lot of questions that we get. And then I would really like to spend as much time with your callers because they're the ones that always bring the questions. And I never get to hear from them. So the main question everyone has always asked at some point or another is, who appointed us trustees? And it's a very good question. The answer is very revealing on even everyone else's status. This OPPT is a tool. And I am a trustee over my being and my value. Caleb is a trustee over his value, his being. Randall is a trustee over his value and his being. And when we went in to go get our value and our being back, we saw everyone else's value and being there, and it took us a long time to get in there to go get it. And we all asked ourselves, if someone else had this opportunity, would we want them to get this stuff for us and bring it out? So that's what we did, and essentially we've just been standing guard. OPPT is like a lost and found box. Everyone's value is there for them to take. OPPT is just a tool. Everyone is a trustee over their own value. The reason why we bonded ourselves was because we knew we were holding on basically to everyone's being and value until they came in to claim it. And a lot of people don't even know what the value is. I mean, a lot of people are asking, which is the next question, CVAC. When are the CVACs going to be out? When are the CVACs? Well, you know what? I am a CVAC. Lisa's a CVAC. Creation's value asset center. And that alone is even itself just a tool. We contacted American Kabuki, Brian, Cal Pele, regarding that proof console. It was because some information had been delivered through that consultation or what they were calling at the time an interview. I knew there was dirty dealing, horse trading going on behind the curtain. I wasn't sure which side was where it was emanating from or who was behind it specifically. I knew that it was just east to west, and they had used our presence at BIS significantly to horse trade. And when they gave me information in Hong Kong, there's only one man, the general. Yeah. And with that information, knowing they were shuffling essentially the corporation, and at one point the corporation material would come out that every country, quote unquote, was just a corporation operating under the guise of the people's government, and the tool that the people could use at some point of saying, what is your authority? What is your standing? What law are you operating under? We went in and did the CVAC filing. Because if we registered the corporations for the people, it would stop them from being able to commercially transfer the paper from west to east. Along with the foreclosure, we were starving the beast until we could get the news out to the people that, hey, here's your lost and found. Dig through, grab your stuff, and go. So I really want people to understand what the CVACs were. At that moment, they were a tool to keep them from stealing what we'd just gone in and gotten for everyone. Now, whether everyone wanted it or not, okay, I get that. I get that. So if you want, take your stuff out of the lost and found box, so to speak, and then hand it back to the powers that were, and you can go back in and try to get it. Otherwise, just take your stuff, be and do, because when you be and do, they can't steal it anymore. That's it. So I really hope these clarifications, your understanding what we were thinking when we were doing it. It was just a matter of maneuvers to keep protecting everything. And really, Chris bringing up his email, there was a question. He just wanted to... I think there was a moment when he wanted to just give them all the notice and say, yeah, thank you very much. Get the hell out of Dodge. Get out of our universe. It has to do with a clip that I sent on YouTube. I was like, well, we actually did that. You know, bye-bye corporation. Unless you can show us that you're not a corporation, bye-bye. Because here's all the corporation. And it was a tool at the time for also the part we had said, okay, no more horse trading, no more negotiating. This was back in the end of October, beginning of November. And once we had that piece of information that was the general, we said, fine, here's the CVAC system. We registered it as the government so that the powers that were knew how to switch over. And here's how you do it. You say that you're bonded to the people, that you are the people's government. Here's a system that mirrors. And that's sort of our point yesterday. That tool was a mirror of the old, so that the old could actually come in, start fresh, and say, I am beholden to the people. I am your public servant. I pretended to be your public servant. I really am. I'm bonded. No questions about it. All transparency. They didn't do it. They couldn't. They were too fearful. And the question yesterday that was brought up, really, in a matter of speaking, is if you want a different result, then change the formula. Change the formula. And I've said all along, these are just tools. And we are not here to be your trustees. We're guarding it, all the stuff, until you come in and you get it and doing wonderfully, being and doing. Because you know what? Caleb, Randall, and I are doing the same thing you are, being and doing. Being responsible, we're being liable for what we personally do for our own stuff, but we are not going to step in and do for all of your beings and all of your doing. It's your job, number one, and that is a betrayal, an invasion in our hearts. So I hope that clarifies those particular points. The CVAC system, yes, I wrote it up. It was ready to go last week. I went to go file it on Saturday, and then all of a sudden I started having issues with internet, more incredibly so than ever before. couldn't get any internet to save my life. And it was a matter of, okay, what's going on cosmically, eternally, internally? What is it that's holding this particular thing back? Well, on Monday I found out. Well, actually, this morning I found out because I didn't have any internet whatsoever to see what was going on last night. But I did get to read everybody's stuff this morning, and it was a huge forceful power. Oh my gosh, the rooms, all of them, because there's, you know, at least 30 of them in my Skype contact list. The words, the vehicles changed. They were all over the place. But I'll tell you, the power was constant. It was exponential. It was perpetual. I sat there amazed at the power that was going through those rooms. And all I could sit there and think about was, now where do you want to pay that energy into? An old system? A now system? Yourself? Your neighbor? Your earth? What is it? Because that is a hell of a lot of energy. That kind of energy moves universes. So those are my clarifications. Yes, the CVAC systems are up, but do you want, and there's a difference between a CVAC, which all the people, all the beings in Source's universe are CVACs. They're already existing. You are the value. And all the data that exists shows you. You know you are the value because that is where the powers at war put all their time on controlling and managing who you be and what you do. So until you wake up on what the real value is and you keep looking at dollars, I know people are not looking at the paperwork if they continue to refer to dollars, or the gold and the silver. Gold and the silver want to play, hell yeah. But they are beings just like you are. If you're going to recognize them as anything less than what you be, then magnetically you're going to push that gold and silver away. It will never be in your hands, or it'll be in your hands, but it'll magnetically be pushed away in the shortest manner of time possible. That's by you, or by the person doing it. Those that receive it as being, living, honoring, and recognizing, say, let's cooperate. Let's co-create. You're going to find more and more gold and silver flowing into your pockets. It just wants to have fun. It wants to do. It wants to create. So that's where we are. That's the question that I have. If everyone had, and this is where we were going, because this is where Caleb Randall and I would like to be, is absolute data, absolute knowledge, having the absolute tech. You know, it's like Kesh. That tech's been around forever, and I know a group of people for at least the last 20 years who have tried to get that tech out. I have to ask myself, why now? Swiss Amito comes out and, you know, left field, yes, I've seen all that stuff before. People have worked with it. For me, it's all irrelevant. The only thing that is me and my creator. And I am co-creator. I have the power to go in and do this. So does everyone else. I don't see anyone more important or anyone less important than me. We're all the same. So that's the choice of everyone. Do you want the same result? Don't change the formula. If you want a different result, then you got to change the formula. Caleb Randall and I decided on our own, in our own ways, yeah, we want to change the formula. But you know what? Caleb's formula is not the same as Heather's formula. I will say the results are the same. And that means we have to choose by our free will and not damaging any other. But if we do damage someone, we'll be liable for it. That's really our formula. But like I said, Caleb's formula is a little different. So is mine, and so is Randall's. And I'm sure so are many others. And I see it. And for the last 3 weeks, since the CVAC systems have been mentioned, and for the last two especially, I have been playing global lawyer across the planet, keeping powers that were at bay, because what they see is, oh, old formula. We know this formula. We know what the result will be, so let's maneuver it. And they have been maneuvering. And I've been counter-maneuvering. Well, I'll be honest with you. Not only do I not want to be a trustee over anyone else's things, neither does Caleb, neither does Randall, because we would like to co-create with all of you guys something different. But I don't want to be the lawyer, and that's what Caleb was saying. If you want me to work to be your whatever, I haven't listened to the radio show, so I don't know what he said, but I will say, if you want me to be a lawyer, then that's energy I'm putting out, which means that's energy I can't put out co-creating something else. Because I've got to sit here and play the old character. I've got to sit here and play with the old system. Now, if there was a way for everyone to have absolutely all the same data and everything all at once, plugging into the same grid and having everything all at once, absolute, eternal conscious, would you choose that or would you choose the mirror formula, the old formula? That's the question to be asked, because that's what needs to be decided here. So that's all I have to say for now. But huge amounts of energy. Last night I was so incredibly in awe and inspired. And I don't know if you all know how much power and energy you pulled down last night.
I don't know how many people have really understood what you've said based on the questions and the comments that are coming through the chat room. They're all over the place. And I'm not even going to try today to be devil's advocate and speak for them. So, but one thing I did hear out of that was, is what you're saying, that the powers that were are trying to take advantage of and manipulate the CVAC systems?
Well, yeah, I mean, they see a whole bunch of people going in and wanting to be in due, yet they don't have the confidence that they're being and doing correctly. Well, there is no standard. So the people are talking about having CVAC systems which mirror the governments, right? What they thought they had as government. Lisa,
well, they can't have been. Yeah, they can't have been listening to these shows if that's what they think a CVAC is or
well,
a CVAC system is.
Okay, wait, people don't even know what a CVAC system is anyways. I'm getting many emails and they're saying, okay, I want the CVAC like this. Well, you are the CVAC. I've said it many times. You are the value. That is a CVAC. If you look at the paperwork, that's what it says. And not just the CVAC filing for the government, which was registered as government, but it was systems, and the branch paperwork. CVAC was defined prior to that in the filings. You are the CVAC. The systems themselves, yes, those are the system of treasury. I'm saying having the system of treasury, period, and then anything beyond that point, you all decide in the manner that you want. Because they're watching and hoping that we're near the old system, because that's what they're familiar with, that's what they can go in and work with. From Admiral Sackley to even non-galactic. And it's because they were doing, there was a whole bunch of horse trading, a whole bunch of horse dealing, such as the Kesh Foundation, the release of free energy, but only on condition you sign a.
Okay, I see what you're saying, and I actually think that once the treasury system or access to value is up, is available to everyone, then no matter what we call them, the equivalent of a CVAC system will just automatically and organically form from the people coming together in their doing. And they
will that's what I'm saying, Lisa. Don't, if you sit there and you structure everything, because when you have those funds or the value, I don't like the word funds, if you have those that value, your whole concept of what systems you would like are going to change just within your DNA, within your molecular and cellular structure, because all of a sudden you have that value. And anything you worried or paid attention to before is no longer relevant.
That came out in our discussions last weekend, Heather, when we were talking about, you know, the transformation, speculating about how it would go, the different flavors of it that might happen. And one of the conclusions we came to is that until we're much further advanced, we actually won't know what it is that we need, but that the general opinion was that whatever we did was actually probably going to be rebuilt from scratch, and that if we try in any way to mirror what was, we'll end up again with what was.
Yeah.
So it's difficult to actually sit from this perspective and say, well, we need X, Y, and Z. the filings specify very broadly the sorts of things that you might, for practical argument, for practicality's sake, group them into, but goes no further, which is absolutely appropriate, because we're all sitting there and saying, well, you know, probably the best way to build an education system is to simply start from scratch, attract the people to it who really want to work in that way and get it in conjunction with new technology and alternative, you know, alternate methods such as, you know, the wisdom game, etc., and begin a completely new thing. Because if we try and think about mirroring, we'll just rebuild what we had.
But if you look, Bob, if you, and Chris, if you look at what was written in that filing, knowing at that moment it was written to countermaneuver basically a shuffling of the agenda, shuffling commercially of all the paper, fraudulent paper that they had made within the corporations. So yes. That loose structure was actually for them. But yet it was a very stringent structure compared to what they actually operate under. You know, under much looser, with nothing, no accountability. Accountability-wise, that structure was very stringent for them.
Oh, from a transparency point of view?
Yeah.
Absolutely, because the thing that I really like about the specifications you put forward, and I at this point I take them as your suggestion about what we could do, because you know this is up to us.
I'm getting all of this stuff in, and I'm trusty over my stuff. Caleb's trusty over his stuff, and we would be violating everyone's free will if we went in and took over trusty over all your guys' stuff. We are guarding it. We've always been very clear about that. We're guarding it for you to come in and pick it up. Now, the only thing that people really want to pick up at this moment in time is value. That's the base of it. Because with that value, they feel they are free to go and they can do. So
90% of the comments and questions in here are value related.
Yeah.
When's the treasury coming up and how can I get access to my value? That's all they want to know.
Why do you need a systems other than a system of treasury to start with, because if people get their value, all these organic systems are going to pop up and in between, and they're going to change and flow like a river.
Yeah,
so instead of going in and creating 194 branches of this, that, or the other, just create a system of treasury and let that automatically expire if you need to, as far as giving everyone their value, letting them go in and create from there their systems of, if they want representation for their value, okay. But everything would change the moment that they have that value. Let it sit there for, let's say, even the 30-30-30 term periods, whatever it may be, because even your systems of value may change depending on what you guys come up with, what I come up with, what Caleb and Randall, everyone in their own respective being and value.
So where are we at? Where are we at then when it comes to the treasury system?
Yeah, let me just define something first for folks, because I want to make it absolutely clear what Heather's saying here. The CVACs that she's talking about filing are the CVAC system entities, the ones that are specified to supply services for the people. What Heather is actually referring to is the fact that if she actually simply, you know, creates and opens the treasury function and then allow us to go through this initial process of freeing ourselves and let the rest of it simply grow organically as and when we need to. Now, we may choose to organize ourselves the way that's specified in the filings, or it may be some other way, but it will grow from the ground up. Now, is that accurate, Heather?
Yeah. I mean, that's very accurate.
That's clear.
Good.
And I
Good.
Think another thing it's important for people to realize, we've been asleep for a long time. I mean, mm-hmm. we've been in the dark for a very, very long time. And a lot of times when you turn the lights on, it's kind of blinding for a second. You get your orientation straight and actually get a bearing of where your surroundings, where am I, what day is it, you know, what's going on. Even for those of us who, quote-unquote, call ourselves awake and enlightened, we're waking up to a lot of things that, you know, the last 2 months, if you haven't felt like you've just been in a 5D university – and changing the way that you think, changing the way that you look at everything, the way that we look at our relationships to each other, the way that we look at our relationship to the earth, the way that we look at our relationship with the universe and with nature itself, all of that is changing. And it takes, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit of smart slaps upside the head, you know, for us to actually, now I see, you know, because a lot of us we've been so inculcated in this paradigm that we're coming out of, and in the way that we look at life and the way that we look at actually ourselves and our value. You know, like Bashar says, we've become masters of limitation. And it, you know, all of us have been going through in the last 2 months a great transformation. I can definitively say I am a completely different person consciously than I was 2 months ago. And everybody who's been on this journey probably can restate that with a sure affirmation that it's the same for them. And I believe that, you know, as we're starting to realize what it is that caused the problem, and we've all suffered from it. But there's one thing that, you know, I believe that's really important about what it is that we came through and what we want to take with us when we come to the other side. Not the stuff that we want to leave behind. We all know what we want to leave behind. The biggest thing that I want to take with me is my compassion, because I have suffered. I've suffered for a long time under this paradigm, and so many of us have. We know what it's like to be downtrodden. I know what it's like to have someone stand over top of me with a gun to my head, you know, telling me what and how I'm going to behave because of my color, because of whatever reason. They only need one excuse that anyone will do. I know what that's like. And that's something that I'm taking with me, you know, in what I do and in my doing. I will never put someone in that position. And it's something that, you know, all of us need to contemplate. And this is one of the things I think is necessary, you know, that this people get access to their value so they can actually really have room to breathe. Because despite the fact that, you know, commercially everything has already been done, the paperwork has already been done, people are still behaving in their same manners. And
I'll give you an indication. There was just a comment that I saw go past, because they're going past rather quickly, that said you can't buy bread with compassion.
Well, you can't buy bread with gold and silver either. You still have to convert that to something else.
Yeah. But I do get what Bob is saying, and I just got a message from someone on another Skype chat pointing out, again, that our perspective, well, once this process starts, once value is accessed and we access it from the I am position, from the I am knowing, it's going to change us so profoundly that we can't sit here at this point in time and predict what it is we think we need in 2 months' time, in 6 months' time. We'll be different. Like Bob says, we've changed in 2 months. Another 2 months of the direction we're going in will be completely different again. And I understand what Heather's saying, that the CVAC system entities are ready to file, but should she? Would it not be better simply to begin access to value at some point, appropriate point?
I think people are still confused. Hang on, Chris. People still seem to be confused. They think if Heather doesn't file the CVAC system, that they don't get access to value.
No, that's not the case. That's not the case.
So let's just
clear that up right now.
First off, you need to even understand what the quote-unquote corporations operating under the guise of governments really were for. It was to push and launder a whole bunch of commerce and value. If you look at Wikipedia on some of the littler islands, all that, the ones that were strife with civil quote-unquote war, you'll see that institutions, governments, quote unquote, put in place, administrations will put in place, like Montenegro, the great one, look at it and see, oh, well, this was put in place, this administration, for the financial administration of commerce. Okay, that's the only thing that really they care about. It's not governing the people. Yeah, the people, yes, because you guys actually magnetically draw huge amounts of energy, which is what you did last night. And you, basically, the powers that were couldn't even handle that truth. There was so much power there, and all they wanted to do was tap into it. And I was, as I was reading all your guys' flow of energy, you all came out on top with it, still in your back pocket. Nobody could steal it. Okay, so if you go in and you do the Stevac system, I wouldn't do a Stevac system with branches and say, okay, you have to operate. Even under this loose structure, it's still telling people what to do. I say make sure everyone has their value. Do a system of finance, Stevac branch system to be able to distribute the value. That's it. Once the value is out, then let everything organically go through. And I'm going to do as I choose, just like so-and-so is going to do as they choose. And as long as nobody damages each other. So I say get the value out first. The CVAC system, it is registered. That can protect the value as we go through and do this initial, here's the disbursement. Here's the value. Now, what are you going to create? And after last night, I think people are really going to think about that. And you know what? OPCT can be retired. I'm tired of being
Heather,
alone.
I think if we can get really clear. Hang on, Chris. Hang on.
Okay.
If we can get really clear and get this answer out now around this treasury system, then all the people who are listening can take a breath and relax, because they're so anxious about that aspect of it that if they can get their answers around that, they can take a breath, they can relax, and then they can actually hear what's being said. Because there's some that aren't. I mean, there's a lot that are. There's a lot that are completely cool and understand exactly what's going on here. But for those that aren't, let's give them what they need now so that they can relax.
Yes, the Treasury, get the Treasury system up and out. That's the only thing I'm focused on. Because once all the values return, then I can actually go do what I want. And people ask me, what are you going to do with your CVAC when it's all done here? I am doing with my CVAC. I'm investing my energy in returning everything to everyone else. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah.
So,
let's
get this system out.
I'll just remind the listeners of one thing, that the trustees put in place one CVAC, fully activated. That's the placeholder. And we actually are all part of that. We are all individual CVACs as well. Well, not as well. That's where it begins. The CVAC is a construct we're making for the purpose of placeholding value at this point. So all that Heather actually needs to do is put the Treasury system in place and get it running, and everybody has access to it there, just from that one entity, because that's the way the filings specify it. One serves all. The 195 was simply an acknowledgement of regional and cultural differences. And, you know, we're going to have to answer the question, do we even need that? But what Heather's suggesting is that we just go forward with the Treasury under the one CVAC system entity that's been implemented and work it out.
Chris, that's not right. No. Look.
Okay. Please correct me.
I'm saying for CVAC, I don't even like the word CVAC anymore for the confusion that I see it growing in everyone. You're not okay. Nobody can get over this whole value issue. So let's just deal with the value issue, and then in the morning wake up and say, okay, do we even need a CVAC system? Am I even a CVAC? Hell no. Trash the word. I'm a being, because that's really all CVAC is, a being. The CVAC was a tool at the moment to maneuver so the powers that were stuck in their corner and couldn't shuffle a whole bunch of fraudulent paper over to the other side. And I love all of you guys so much. I love myself very much. I respect and honor everyone's being. So at this moment, If we can get over the value issue, because everyone wants to know when they're getting the dollars, which don't exist anymore. They want to know when they're getting their gold and silver, okay, which in itself ends up violating their own construct of being by enslaving something else. I'm saying just get value in there. The gold and silver has been underwritten so that it will be the backing until you guys figure out, we all figure out what value is. Do I know what value is? Yes. I saw it all last night sitting in all these different types of energy. And I watched all of you magnetically draw that energy down and almost blow Skype up. So for now, let's go in with a construct where everyone can have access to their value, buy their bag of bread, put a tank of gas in the car, and figure out organically what systems, if any, do they need to assist them, or is it a matter of them giving and serving humanity, themselves, their neighbor, the earth, the environment, whatever is their passion? Does that boil it down for you? Give them access to their value. That frees them in their own mind, allows them to see what already is and has been done, is that they are free.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. People just want to know how and when they're going to get that access. That's all they want to know.
Mick, can I weigh in on this, please?
Sure.
I just want to put it in a little bit different perspective to look at. We are the value. We know that we're the value because without us, their corrupt system does not operate.
Yeah.
It's us. If we don't buy gas and we don't buy groceries and we don't go to the pharmacy and we don't do all those things, their system collapses. Completely.
Absolutely.
We are the value. Without us, they have nothing.
Hallelujah.
And so start taking an active approach in what you buy, the choices you make, the things you do. Don't go and buy something just because you want it. I mean, if you want it, that's fine. Go and buy it. But stop yourself from buying it if it's supporting their system.
Hmm. When I was talking to the group last night, one of the things that I was trying to emphasize every time this subject came up was that they are going to be amongst the first people involved in accessing their true value. And the biggest responsibility will be showing others around them what it really means, not that it's just a quick fix, but that it really is them working from that I am position. And knowing who they are and stepping away from the old system all at once. And in fact, I actually view the access to value is like a deprogramming tool. It's something that we can use to free the other people around us. This one of my speculations about why we got the tough love from Caleb yesterday really boiled down to the fact that this group of people really need to get what it is that's being put in front of them, the opportunity to actually move a very large number of people from one place to a completely different place. And if they're going to go forth and do that, they need to know why. And yeah, there are people out there who at the moment just want to solve their problems. But as Lisa keeps saying, that moment will be followed by the moment when they realize who they are.
Yeah, but we have to have
that moment
first.
We have to have that moment first.
And that's the only question that everyone wants to hear the answer to right now is, how do I get my access to it and when does it come online? That's it. I think everybody else might understand.
That's what I would propose to do, if anything, is go in and instead of filing 194 branches, just go in and say the only thing that's going to be put online is a temporary treasury system that can, and the people can decide through this temporary moment of distribution of value. Because once the value is distributed, maybe they don't even want that temporary system anymore. Maybe they create something even greater, or maybe they learn what the value really is and they don't need that system anymore. But one, I would say that the only thing that needs to happen now is filing a treasury system, because for the moment of passing it from the lost and found OPPT box scenario to their hands, you want to make sure that it's safe and secure and nobody's going to steal it. So that's the only thing that I would go in and file in this CVAC system type of a thing. And
I
then from there,
have the support of everybody listening.
Huh?
I think you've got the support of everybody listening with that question to go ahead and do just that.
Well, I wouldn't send the CVAC structure that the one that we have live, which was only a tool to keep stars at bay. I wouldn't even redo that. That's why I said it needs to be redesigned. And I did do the 194 branches, and it didn't feel right. So here we are. Caleb ripped a Band-Aid off tonight, like the one we thought was ripped off this whole time. It's gone. It's gone. Absolutely. So here we are. That's the only thing I would file. Once that's filed, had all the value distributed.
Well, last week you talked about USBs and, you know, other devices that could be used. And I think when people tuned in yesterday, that's what they were expecting to hear is an update on. Instead, they got Caleb ripping that last bit of Band-Aid off. And that's what's thrown them for a loop.
You know, at this point, all of the tools to be able to access that value, that all being exactly where they need it to be for whoever chooses that particular of either delivery, transfer, whatever it may be. Those that are in the consciousness, energetic transfer and delivery, they'll be able to use that. I don't really care how anyone decides to use whatever they may decide to use. It's their value. Let them invest where they want to invest in whatever system they think people will jazz to. I just want to make sure they have their value. That's it, because I'd like to close the OpenCC locked and found.
Well, when you talk like that, though, I know what goes on in a lot of heads. It's, I need something that the person down at the shop is going to recognize and accept. I need something that the bank is going to recognize and accept. I need something that the guy at the car yard is going to recognize and accept.
Okay, I can agree with the exchange value that is acceptable to whoever you are exchanging with. As far as the banks and all of that, they all know as far as where they stand right now. They're going to have to go in and repurpose themselves. They're going to have to go in, hopefully, if the people are awake enough, that when the people walk in the bank, the people know that they actually have all the value, they are the value, and the banks, in order to breathe at this moment, need you to believe in them. You are the creditor, they are the debtor or the custodian. They can even put it on paper and let you walk out with the original copy of that paper. They say, no, it stays in the bank. That's the same old, same old. So as far as banking and all of that, I'm sorry, as a former banker and as a former attorney and all of that, I don't trust those systems, those old systems to change. We've already gone through that whole, here's a change, here's how you can change. Here's a safe, secure place where you can actually do what you say you're going to do or what you've been doing. None of them, they're all scared. So it's going to be the people. It's going to be us that changes how everyone else thinks about us, because we think about ourselves differently in the first place. We can value ourselves. We can say, I am the value. Now I'm going to walk in. I'm going to be kind. I'm going to be gentle. I'm going to say, bank, would you like a lifeline today?
Mm-hmm.
If I even choose, and I'm willing to go ahead and give you my business, these are my terms and conditions, it is mine.
Hasn't that been tried before and not worked, though?
What did you say?
Hasn't that been tried before and not worked?
Well, you're the one that brought up banking, Lisa. Would I walk into a bank? No. But would I walk into a court anymore? Hell no.
No.
Okay, so that's me. You brought up a bank. Everyone else seems to have bank on the mind. So now we've moved on from value, but now they want to know, well, what do I do about my bank? They're still walking in the courtroom, and they're not even courtrooms. They're private departments of a corporation that's dead, foreclosed on.
Mm.
And yet they still want to go in and fight. So until you guys figure out how you want to be, meanwhile, I'm over here figuring out how I want to be. You know, I just know that I only want to be responsible for myself, and that's what we've been trying to tell you guys all along, very softly, very gently, because a lot of people, to even come out with have that light switch pop we talk about turning on after being in the dark for so long, yeah, okay, maybe I handheld a lot more than Caleb does. you can see where we're very different, and yet we still look at the top of the mountain is I want to be free to do what I want to do, and I won't damage anyone else. If I do, I'll be responsible for it. I'll be liable for it. Okay? So that's really it. Be responsible. Be liable for you. Everything you say, everything you do, that's it. Now get up, and the point is get your value. Yeah, I can help with that. We'll go in, make sure everything's dispersed. And then after that, I would really like to go and co-be and co-do with other people. I'd really like to see my family.
Yeah, I know how that feels. Can we move on to some callers? Because there's quite a few lining up.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got caller 773 area code.
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can. What was your name?
Oh, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from Los Angeles. And
hi,
first
Carlos.
Of all, I want to thank everybody for being here. And I have a quick question for Heather, and it's about the repurposing. When she wrote that part that says that Creator has is now closing the old ways per se, and now going to repurpose. My question is that something that it was predetermined in time to happen in a certain time, or was it, it became about because the first being that awoke to this and stated it is what creates the repurposing? I don't know if I'm clear in the question.
So, okay, let me make sure I understand your question correctly. You're asking about the OPPT and the duration of the OPPT?
There is a statement saying that Creator is repurposing from knowing himself. I mean, that he decided to forget or forget self so he can know self and all that.
The experiment.
Right. So is this something that it was predetermined to come about at this time, at a specific time, or is something that it was to be brought about from the first being that awakened?
Well, I think that's the personal question for everyone. I do believe that I know that the time for the old is over. I know that all of the sources of the universe conspired for every move that I've been doing and every move that OPPT or any of us being on the call together tonight has come together. Yes, the time is over for all that old stuff. The time for the experiment is over. It is time for everyone to know who they be, that they be co-creator, eternal presence, embodied, and now go and co-create. Know who you are, know what you can do, and create better. But that's my opinion. That's what I know within me. So I would have to say that's something you should ask within each of yourselves. But we're all here. It seems like we've all gravitated and nexused together in a particular moment about saying, I want to be, and I want to be me, and I don't want anyone telling me what to be.
Okay. Thanks a lot. And I guess if I can ask the question straight, for what you're saying, I think we are not going to get access to actual money because we foreclosed the banks, or you foreclosed the banks. And so I guess the access to value is going to be completely different, as everybody thinks. And
if you go in and you do a backing of gold and silver, precious metals, whatever backing you want, something asset to the tangible, then from there, each person can decide how they want to cut a representation. And really, the only person that can do that is the issuer, the creator of that value. So, yes, the thing that would be set up is an actual system, a tangible system that's going to support however you guys want to move, whether it's digital for those that prefer digital, whether it's thumb drives or credit cards, not credit cards, but, you know, the magnetic strip cards, that whole thing. Like, of data, whatever it is that you may be, in order that resonates with you to transfer and transact with your value. All of that is still on the table, but as far as doing the financial, you've got to be back on the table.
Okay.
That
so,
is what is being created and implemented.
Okay, so that seems like it's going to be a long time thing to become about and be useful, per se, for people like, let's say, okay, the bank is foreclosed. Now I don't want to pay my mortgage because it was fraud, but because they, you cannot just say that and they're probably going to take your house anyway. So
a lot of people... I'm sorry, because if you go into all of that, if you want to pay a debt that doesn't exist, that's your own choice. And in bank, trade, and finance, he who has the wallet controls the flow. That's how it's always been. That's why they control the flow of the wallet. So if you're going to, and once you get your value, that's why I say you do whatever you want with your value. If you feel bad for the guys that have been lying to everyone and want to pay off that mortgage, which doesn't exist, that's okay. That's your choice. I'm just worried about, I'm focused. I'm paying attention to making sure that financial system is up, temporary or not, just to deliver the value. And then at that point, you can do whatever you want with that particular, with your value.
Okay. So I guess basically...
And it's not a long-term thing. The gold, the silver, the precious metals are already all in existence.
You know, Heather, I know that... You know, being in the position where you don't have the money and you're struggling to pay the money and, you know, to try to pay off your mortgage and things like that, and they're coming after you, is a really intense energy to be in.
I know.
And as soon as you've actually got the money to pay it off, if you could, that's such a completely different energy, and you won't want to pay them then. But even once you become in a position where you can, you suddenly become empowered not to.
Well, and that's okay. That's the point, though. Just get the value. I'm focused on getting the value out. Then you guys make your choices however you want to make it. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I totally am so excited to see how everyone does. So I'm just going to focus and pay my attention to make sure that that system is up with, so the value can be delivered.
Well, I want to say thank you to Carlos, and we're going to move on to the next question, next caller, which is area code 646. Area code 646. You have your hand up.
Oh, my gosh. Hello. I do. It's Rick.
Hi. Hi, Rick. Hi, Rick. Hi, Rick.
Rick from Connecticut. This is awesome. This is exactly what I was hoping to hear tonight. Not a lot of concrete answers for people. As I glanced at the chat, I can't really stand to, like, you know, be in it anymore. I have to really concentrate on what's being said, particularly when Heather is talking, because I really have to, like, focus on everything that's going on, because there's a lot of what I call metaphysical overlay, which is great, because I'm down with that. I imagine there are a number of people that aren't. On to the questions, if I may, which I wrote down tonight so I could be as concise as possible. First of all, I really appreciate what happened last night with Caleb and how Heather is responding to that. I think they've always talked about transparency, and I think the transparency is the inevitable forerunner of oneness and connectedness, and that's what we're all seem to be moving toward in an Aquarian consciousness. So there are people out there still with a tendency towards secrecy and this reflexive aversion towards diminishing of their privacy or their rights because they distrust the present system, and that makes sense. But it seems to be resistant to a universal calling of just laying down our fears or not having or being judged, and all the while still maintaining a kind of a watchful eye, because we're still concerned that the powers that were, which have been unseated, will still try to do some sort of retaliation. And that causes that harm that we've talked about, that peace of mind or peace of spirit that is being taken away from us, which is what a lot of people, including the last caller, were talking about as far as paying their mortgage and doing their duty and being a good citizen and being a good Christian or what the hell ever. But right now, my first question is, I don't hear or read a lot of excitement about the genuine potential for being and doing as a free human. What I hear is a lot of anxiety about the how and when of disbursements so people can buy staples or, like Sarah said last night, shop till he drops, whatever. There are people I've noticed in chats and in articles who just seem really distracted and disheartened by their pain, and their physical pain with regards to illnesses they have, their emotional pain in regards to their relationship with dysfunctional humans, dysfunctional systems, and dysfunctional institutions. They don't seem to be able to look past the nose on their face to grasp the metaphysics that I hear is spoken of quite a lot, particularly when Heather's on the call, the far-reaching vision, and fundamentally how we are genuinely going to be in this new construct, in this new paradigm. And it seems like a large part of the effort in shifting human society is going to be us with a little bit more vision and a little bit more courage and a little bit farther ahead on the trail, how we're going to facilitate the pitiful people, the confused people, the angry and disoriented and resistant people. So that seems like that's going to be a big part of the work of getting some of humanity along the path.
Rick,
because last night, it was pitchforks and torches in that chat room, and it was really, really disheartening from my perspective.
No, I know. The people heard, you know, Caleb said he doesn't want CVAX in a treasury system. People heard, you're not getting one. And that's not what he said. That's just what they heard. And it went sort of exponentially ballistic from that point on.
No, he meant that it wasn't what he wanted for himself, but he understood they were asking for.
Not a great connection at the moment, Heather. I wasn't quite sure what you said then. Rick, have a question?
I actually have two. One is for directly for Heather, and the one is for the group. So which would you like first?
Oh, whatever order you've got them in, it's fine.
Okay, group first. All right, since our present society is based on a number of critical systems from monitoring nuclear reactors, making sure psychotics get their medication, I'm wondering, with all the being and doing, particularly as new technologies become available and more people like us are opting in and claiming their being and claiming their own value, how the trustees might have considered what the transition period might look like and what types of formidable guidelines we might begin to co-create for those who have recognized their value. After all, freed slaves have historically not been so organized and rational-minded in their ability to execute conscious ways of being, period. Go.
Well, I think Bob might have an answer for that one. But
Rick, that's
Brian,
a whole
is
show.
Are you moving around a lot again?
No, I've been on mute this whole call. I just want to say I'm being quiet on this call because I'm tired. And for everybody to ask me to talk, here you go. I love you. And I'm going to go ahead and remute myself.
Okay. Now the Rick's answer.
I think there's only one way to do that, and that's by example. The only way that you can really affect anybody, and this is what I think when we talk about systems of assistance, and we're not out to try and save anybody, but we do, by our example, show them a better way. And you can't push a rope. Everybody's got a choice that they have to make individually on what they want to do and where they want to go. You know, if there's a lot of people don't even realize that they have an option. They don't even realize that they have the option to move in a direction where they can be free. And I believe that each of us that have found and discovered that way, You know, I mean, everybody can choose what they want, but I believe that if you are compassionate and empathic, you will show by your example, help others to see that way. And I think it'll happen a lot faster than you realize, because look at how fast we've got to where we are with just the OPPT. You know, and if everybody has their value, I'll tell you what, you're going to get a lot of people talking pretty loud. When they have that value and they can actually feel it, you know, and realize it, you're going to get a lot more confident people showing, you know, each other, their family and friends and anyone that you can talk to on how to do it. You know, there's and that's the difference between assisting and saving someone. You assist them to come to that realization. You assist them by your example to come to that understanding, that option that they have, and allow them the space in order to contemplate and exercise that option.
I'm going to answer with something Bob said, because he phrases things so well, is that, you know, leading should actually be about serving. And the message I was trying to get through last night to people, which they were receptive to, is that it's their job to serve people around them and bring this message to them. Now, that ground-up approach is really the best way of doing this, because it requires time. And one of the issues I can see that is coming from this sort of urgency for access to value is that people are so damaged by the experiences of their lives, they just need a breather. And as Bob said, if you give someone time, a little bit of time to actually reassess things, having pulled the stress off them, you get a different range, you get a different thought pattern happening, particularly if you can work with them and direct them. And that's one of the things I see taking place in the early stages of this thing, because we're really just talking about the early stages. I worked out, based on some figures we got the other day, that there's about 0.085% of the planet that even know about this yet. So we've got a massive job of education. Now, we know there are specific events that may take place, and things will eventually jump to the mainstream media, and it'll just do whatever it's going to do. But in the meantime, we really have to hold that space that we're with, and everybody just needs to sit back a little bit and chill and think about it, and then the creativity will start to come out. There's some stunningly, as this grows, and the people that are currently, you know, drinking the Kool-Aid, stuck in the system, whatever, come to hear about this, can you imagine there's some stunningly talented people all across our whole society who are currently working in industry, you know, some of them in government, yeah, in education, in health. Do you think they won't leap at this? Do you think their creativity won't just go, wow? And provided we hold that space and we know our destination, when that energy is released and brought to bear, then the sorts of things like, you know, okay, how do we make sure the nuclear reactors don't blow up, etc., well, that'll just fall into place. And we're just not there yet. But we don't want to think about that stuff from a fearful position. We want to look forward to that creative blast that's going to take place at some point when this reaches mainstream and everyone just goes, wow.
Bob and Chris, I love your answers. I like it when a glass is half full and it's nice, cold, fresh lemonade instead of warm piss. So that's really great. Last question. No, that's I want to get off and get on to the next person real quick. This is for Heather. Heather, darling, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Wonderful. What event were you referring to in a post that was on the chat on Facebook with Prince Taylor regarding the quantum healing hypnosis that spoke about a shift awakening? Because frankly, I think that wouldn't hurt to have that present hand happening now or soon.
Yeah. In fact, it had a trustees meeting between us three. What do you want to make sure everyone can just be and have all the tools to be? And we see all this maneuvering. I know that we're as transparent as we can be regarding what's happening right now behind the curtain, this agenda, family calling up, or them trying to see, is there really grace here? Do they have something to fear to come out with this exposure? You know, you have Christine Lagarde trying to maneuver so that I am like legal. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's really crackly.
Okay. Is this better?
Yes.
Okay. The point is all of these maneuvers, they all go away if everyone has access to the same absolute grid. The grid which all the old slavery systems were actually copied from, and only in part so that they could control it. If everyone had access to the absolute grid, which included absolute data, absolute consciousness, that was actually where, on over the last weekend, we've been moving and preparing everything. That includes access to absolute value. So that distraction can be taken away. If everyone has their value, all of a sudden it's not an issue anymore and they don't focus on it, right? They actually focus on what they do with that value.
That's right.
That is where we were maneuvering everything, and we got one particular phone call having to do with that, and there were some people that were very not happy, really not happy that everyone would have absolute access to the absolute grid, which they had copied in part for their enslavement systems. So if everyone has that access, then all of a sudden you know everything. You know who the powers that were. You know what they're doing. So Christine Lagarde was probably the best example over the weekend. Someone said, oh, Christine is going to be launching the Midrin protocols, the SDRs, the RVs, the PPs, all of this stuff. And yet the agenda families knew that if she does that, it's the ones behind her that are going to pay the price. This is a moment of absolute current and accountability, energetic accounting and bookkeeping. So even if she implements it, they're the ones that take the liability for it. And instead of allowing her to do that, they put out the information about her participation in certain events of embezzlement. And all of a sudden, none of that stuff came out that she wanted to implement. So there's a lot of moving behind the curtain, and I really want to just have the curtain pulled back because, guys, I really want to just create something different, a new experience. So that article that morning was exactly what we had been working on for the last 3 days prior. I was really excited because someone grabbed it and pulled it down. And that's exactly what's happening, absolute access to absolute.
So she was essentially hung out to dry by them.
Yep.
For
they hung her out to dry, but at the same time they made a proposal. The East has this heavenly mandate, supposedly, that when it all comes back to the East, they'll do for the higher good of all. Well, I can tell you right now, the West was never the West. West was a threat man for the East, so they never gave up anything. They just physically were going to move the house back. It's been running it all along. So, no, heavenly mandate, it was canceled last year. And right now, the only mandate is that everybody is co-creator and everyone is responsible for the value that is within them. So give them the value so it's no longer a distraction. They can heal whatever needs to be healed in the way. Did I answer your question, Rick?
You're cutting in and out again.
You were cutting in and out quite a little bit, and I think I got the gist of it. I'm just not clear on – there was a disconnect as far as how that – the quantum healing hypnosis that was between the two women, I believe, and that was what I believe it was referring to. That was a link was referring to. But you cut out enough.
They were putting in words in a script. They were actually putting down on paper or on the internet
what we had been working on for 3 days prior to that.
Right, that's what I got. And then where I kind of lost you was how there was a lady that was hung out to dry. That part I didn't get because you were cutting in it out.
The IMF, they know that all of what that particular article or internet exchange that I posted up, I was so excited because what we had been working on for 3 days, and all of a sudden there it was manifested by somebody else who was involved at least with what we were doing in this particular manifestation. And here it was, and at the same moment, the powers that were there said it's that way as well, and they hung Christine Lagarde from IMF, the head of IMF, out to dry.
Got it. Googling on that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you. You guys are so awesome. Thank you for letting me vent a little bit at the beginning.
That's okay. Okay, area code 617. Area code 617. Hello? Hang on, it's not unmuting for some reason. Area code 617, you there?
Hello.
Hello, what was your name?
Can you hear me okay?
Well, not I just hear you, but you're a bit muffled.
I'm just listening. This is Stephen from Thailand.
Oh, hi, Stephen from Thailand. Okay, well, I will mute your phone if you don't have a question, and we'll move on to the next caller. Thank you.
Thank you.
Area code 541.
Hey, everyone. This is Zaruga.
Oh, Zaruga. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about everyone on the panel?
We're pretty good.
Pretty good.
So, let's see. First of all, I think I wanted to clear up where some of the misinformation and the confusion about the CVAX versus, you know, the reality came from. There was an interview, I think, last week with Angel Lucci where Heather was scheduled to be on but couldn't get on due to technical difficulties, as has been the case. And he described his vision of the system as he understood it at that moment, and described it as a swipe card system, and he was expecting to get a card in the mail and be able to go on a trip and stuff like that. And I think a lot of people took that as absolute data because he had been in contact with Heather and just ran with it. And it created a lot of unfortunate expectations that you know, of a specific means of manifesting this. You know what I'm saying?
Was that a question?
No, I just wanted to clear that up for people because a lot of people are suggesting that they feel misled by things that Heather has suggested, and I can point to that specific interview as the point where the information might have gone off the rails a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what interview you're talking about with Angel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't receive any notice of it, but here's what I can tell you. First off, who am I? I'm not any more important or less important than anybody else. And I see everyone putting OBBT and the trustees up on a pedestal, and that's not where we belong. That's not even where we
right.
want to be. And I think that those are other people's, what Caleb was saying, you know, a white knight on a shining horse, or a shining white knight on a horse. We're in there to save our own being, our own value, and to responsibly manage that and responsibly use that. Okay, like I said, OPBT is just a tool. I said that from the beginning. Everyone else is a trustee of their own being. So please remember that if you are going to put someone up on a pedestal, you make sure that that's what they choose and where they want to be and whether that's really what you want. Is someone more important than you? Are you more important than them? For me, no. I'm as equal as everybody else, and everybody else is as equal as me. So I can't help that other people have certain expectations, but those are their expectations. They're not mine. All I can
right.
do is keep doing what I'm doing stand in truth, stand in integrity, and stand in transparency, and be responsible. Say, yep, go ahead and ask me questions. I'll stand where I stand. Doesn't mean you need to stand there with me, but this is where I stand. Here's my notice.
Right. I understand all of that, and it all makes sense to me, and I'm with you because, you know, I had plans on what I wanted to do to help create a new world long before I knew any of this stuff existed and had these things as tools. So I still have that playbook, you know, as sort of my life mission statement of why I'm here. you know, I'm just pointing out where the information got confused for people, as I see it, and not to stand on any of those expectations at all. I just think it's an example of some of the challenges we have ahead of ourselves in terms of absolute data coming out and really understanding what's going on versus this chain of what people are, you know, speculating on. Which then becomes, you know, somehow enters the mass consciousness as like, oh, this is what's happening. And then by the time the data actually comes out, it's we see where we've been confused. And in being able to backtrack to where those splits happen, I think that's helpful and be able to sort through. Because there's, let's face it, there's a lot of misinformation going around. And it's only going to get, unless we deal with it now, it's only going to get worse as the information spreads. And I really see that's where I personally want to move to is being able to spread this information to people. And thankfully, manifested in my life now, I'm in a situation where within just a couple weeks, I'm going to go from having no place to live to having a place and being stable. And I know there's a lot of people out there right now that are frozen for whatever reason. They're on the board and they can't move. Well, I just want to let you guys know that I'm going to be freed up and I'm going to be moving for the people who can't move. And my job is going to be collecting anyone else who's free to move at the same time and see what we can do, you know, with or without the access to value. I mean, of course, that makes it a lot easier, but really the value is in what we can do. And if we can gather all the people who are willing and say, hey, who wants to go create an anti-gravity city? You know, just as a pie in the sky example that is something that it could possibly be manifest within the next 20, 30 years.
So,
you know, but let's take examples of say, you know, we want everyone to have access to the same things. Well, a good example would be, well, let's find out how we can get together and make sure everyone has cell phones for smartphones, access to the internet, so the information that's out there is, you know, I mean, there's this gulf between what we have access to here in the first world and what people have access to in other countries. You know, it's just going to start with us coming together and brainstorming on, like, how do we get these things to other people.
So
I think you're going to find so much changes when all of a sudden you have access to that value. You're able to see yourself for what you can do. People are talking about property, moving into the banks. Believe me, you have the value. You're holding the checkbook, so to speak. Worlds change. Worlds change.
I just want to bring up one point here real quick before you go to the next caller, because you brought up a good point on the data and getting points of data, because there's a lot of data out there, a lot, and almost too much so where then you can even filter through it all. But what we haven't gotten to a point yet is where this absolute data that keeps being talked about is out. And I want everybody to really sit on that idea of what that idea of absolute data means. Absolute data means absolute, meaning no stone left unturned. It's all absolutely on the table. And when that moment comes of absolute data and all of everybody's answers and all the answers that are coming in on this chat room and all the answers that have been thrown out in the last 24 hours, the last 2 months, the last 10 years, and our whole lifetimes are answered, that changes everything instantly. so quickly. Yeah. So quickly. All the systems that are still appearing to be out there, that are appearing to be in control, that are still part of that fiction, fall apart at the moment of absolute data. So go back and reread that quantum healing article again if you haven't read it. That there's some absolute data information in there, and that's what everybody wants, and everybody wants the freedom that comes with that. So I just wanted to throw that in right now. I thought it was important to share.
Thanks, Brian. Thank you, Zaruga.
I'd like to weigh in on something, if I may, for a moment before you go to the next caller. You know, Bob brought up a point earlier in the conversation about suffer, how we've all suffered. And if you go back to the original meaning of the word suffer, it means to allow. I think that's over with because we're not allowing anymore. We're not allowing them to do that. We're not allowing these things to go on. And everybody keeps asking the question in the chat room, how do we access the grid? And I'm going to give an answer that most people won't like that are listening, but it's factual, and Heather may want to speak on this after I say it. The longest trip that you will ever take is from your head to your heart. Quit thinking all the time and start feeling. Feel what's out there. Feel it, feel it, feel it. If it feels right, go with it. Don't worry about the truth of anything. Go with how it feels. Look at it carefully.
Okay, guys, thank you very much, Thomas. We've only got half an hour left, so those of you who are in the queue, I'm going to ask you to please keep things short. Keep it to your questions. We just don't have time for philosophical discussions at the minute anymore. And I'm asking everybody on the panel to please keep their answers short and sweet too. And we will move on to where you app. Where you app. Are you there? Hello. It's not an area code. I've actually just got where you app. No? Okay, moving on. Area code 307. Area code 307.
This is Sherry in Wyoming.
Hi, Sherry.
And I have a question about who is Lisa M. Harrison? I find that she is part of the Divine Providence Trust and also part of the OPPT. And I'm confused about that unless there's a connection between the two. Could you help me with that? Yeah.
Well, I'm Lisa Harrison, and there's no connection between the two. And Divine Providence was something that came to my attention at the beginning of last year, which I thought from the standing point of the beginning of 2012 looked pretty good. And I investigated it and became a part of it, as in the sense of followed what was happening there, became a member, and left that at the end of last year. So, and I'm not a trustee of anything.
Okay, well, I just saw that it appeared that you were a deputy.
That was no, I was offered a position or commission or whatever you want to call it, but I declined it.
Okay, because you were listed there on that. So anyway, I was confused with that, so I'm glad to know.
If there's still anything
that
on the website, it shouldn't be.
Okay. But, and it is, but that's good.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad to know that, because that was a confusing thing for me, because I heard from you and I saw you with that, and I thought, oh dear.
I'm
having a hard time grasping the CVAC in any way other than very literally, and I'm thinking that's what a lot of other people are having issues with too. It's hard for me to step outside the box here.
Do you know what CVAC stands for? Do you know what the letters stand for?
Yes.
So looking at it from a spiritual perspective, we've got the creator and the creator's value, which is an asset. And you are a center for that value. Your being is a center for that value, that asset of the creator. You are an aspect of the creator. That's all I can say on that, because that's what it is. Then there is the CVAC as a system that was discussed. And on American Kabuki and on Removing the Shackles, you'll you'll find definitions that really do outline what these all are. And a creative value asset center system is when two or more beings, otherwise known as CVACs, come together with a mutual intent to create. It becomes a center in and of itself. And those centers would be connected to others and forming a system. Does that make sense?
Yes.
The same word is applied to two different things.
So when they talk about distribution of, then what is that then?
Distribution of what?
The CVAC that they were talking about last night with the treasury assets being set up.
The treasury, well, if you have a look at the original CVAC documentation, what it had was that there would be 194 CVACs representing each country. And that around that main hub would be 8 satellite CVACs dedicated to different areas that would fulfill our and meet our needs in terms of health, education, transportation, technology, and so forth. And that they would essentially be identical to one another with complete transparency and communicate with each other, and it would be a network around the planet. That people, and they don't exist without people giving them life. You know, any more than a government is just a building unless people walk in the door. Heather, do you want to elaborate on this?
Excuse me?
I was just asking Heather if she wanted to elaborate.
No, I mean, you did a great job. It's just those branches were initially just to have people have access to the same thing, like the library on a street corner having the same librarian database as the libraries across the globe. It's all about absolute data. Information in banking is currency. That is the currency. And they use that information, that data, to maneuver people in places and make sure that they're taking and able to steal or barter or trade representation. Well, the people, if they have absolute data access to that, and that's what those systems on the ground were, so that you knew where you could go and get absolute data. Well, it can just all be done from within. That is where it was moving, and that is where the disclosure was coming in to assist a cooperation, but in a very transparent and honest way, so that people would know it's not how the powers that were painted it. So those systems, it can be whatever you want. I say just remove the distractions one by one. If there's a mistake that we make with each movement, we can correct it. So let's start with the first big distraction, which powers that were made our life and breath for all this time, which is value. So get the value out first, and then everything else will be much easier to see in a different light.
Does that answer your question, Sherry?
Somewhat, yes. I'm just too new.
Okay, go back and have a look and see and read those definitions on American Kabuki or Removing the Shackles. And
Thank you.
That'll help. Okay, thank you. Area code 970.
Oh, good. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Katie in Colorado.
Had a feeling.
Great. Okay. So the only thing that keeps coming to my imagination is, okay, we type numbers into a computer, okay? So that's representing a value, because I'm the value of my creation, because I'm living and breathing and speaking. So, but what if we did like an opt Craigslist or something? And I don't have the tech skills to do that or to orchestrate that whole massive computer operating system. I don't know how to do that, but I'm just throwing the idea out there that essentially we have you, me, I'd be like trading with you or bartering or sharing the system. It would be a pay it forward system. And So, like, why not? Let's just do it. And I don't know who's going to do that. So whoever's listening out there and feels that, yeah, this is me, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what's out there? So, or who's out there and who's being out there? So if any of this idea sparks an interest, like, let's just do it. Let's just create a network for all of us and then be like, hey, look, you guys, hey, I'm networking with these people. But then again, it's, you know, all you have to do is just put your name in. You can even put your YouTube name or whatever, your handle. Like, you don't even have to use your real name. So, and it's, as long as it's something that represents you as you and you know who you are, so why not? What's the hang up?
I love her. I love you.
I love you too, Brian.
I think it's a great idea. I think a lot of amazing ideas are going to be coming out in the near future, and I think that everybody's going to be free to co-create. And I understand that there's a lot of unanswered questions out there, and that a lot of people are getting hung up on a lot of things, but answers are coming. And where this is all headed, sooner or later we're going to look back and we're going to laugh hysterically. I do it every day. I giggle fest hysterically every day now in these calls. I haven't done a lot of giggling on this one because I'm so tired, but we're going to look back at this and we're going to say, oh my God, I get it. Thank you for this experience, because it's all about, at the end of the day, it's all about the experience. We're all going through this experience and we're creating this together. And where we're headed is a beautiful place. It's beautiful right now. It's just hard for some people to enjoy it because there's so much suffering. I realize that's still going on out there, but suffering is going to come to an end, and people just need to have faith and hold that space in their heart that this is all winding down, and we're coming to a very pivotal moment right now, and just watch in awe as it unfolds.
Yeah, having
the
breathing room. Yeah, thanks, y'all.
Thanks, Katie.
I love you all.
Love you.
Bye.
Okay, I know we've only got 20 minutes left, and Heather, I'm being asked repeatedly in the chat room to please get you to clarify before this show finishes the when and the how of the Treasury system.
Okay, so I'll go in, and the only thing that's going to be secured will be the Treasury part to get the value out.
Yep.
That's it. So I've got to take that particular part out. Someone asked, oh, so is the USA going to be the only one that is in charge of it all, since it's the only branch that's up? No. Let that branch basically don't have any branches, just have the CVEC temporary financial system, period.
Yeah, that's funny. This is exactly a conversation I had over the weekend, and I said, I don't think we need the 194 CVECs. I think we just need one. You know, if anything.
Well, people are at the point now where they've got the proof that all these corporations were operating under the guise of the people's government, so they can ask the questions now. So really that tool is unnecessary. As far as getting value out, you just need one source of that. Go in and file it and then make sure that it's transparent and it can't be messed with. It can't be manipulated or fabricated. You don't have someone stealing a backdoor what's supposedly moving right in front of your nose. So that's what I'm focused on. They're called just for that Treasury. Eventually the 194 CVAC is supposed to go up, then the Treasury will follow behind it. Now I can just scrap that middle part, go in, set up the Treasury, the temporary Treasury, get all that value, all of the physical tangibles, and then have people access that value. That's it.
So that's what I'm focused on. Okay.
No,
I hate to do it to you, but I need to ask you these couple of questions. Time frame on how long that would take?
For the actual securing the Treasury system, I'll need this week to do that, because the 194 was what we focused on last week.
Okay.
So I'll need this week to get the verbiage down, get it filed in. And then after that, it's the next week. Because it usually takes me about 3 or 4 days to get the actual verbiage, pull it down from the absolute grid. It goes in. The minute that it's filed, it's done. Then it's a matter of the physical systems following. It's all about energy. So the physical systems, once the energetic part is done, it takes usually about 3-72 hours for that to root and actually physically manifest somewhere.
So the question, I know, on most people who are thinking along these lines, what they're thinking is, when do I get something in my hand that I can use? When do I get something that I can use to buy bread and put petrol in my car? Mm-hmm. Or fulfill my dream, be of service, whatever their question is. And what is it going to look like when it does?
I can tell you what steps are going to be taken by me personally that I have control over. Then it's a matter of putting the physical tangible behind that. And I can tell you the timelines of those as far as having coins to rub together, if that's what they're thinking it's going to be, however they're going to access their value. I want to get these first two steps in, and then I can give you an update. Because if I give you a timeline and then we don't reach that timeline, I've created an energetic event where energy is drawn down and then it's crashed because everyone's been trained to be fixed on a date. I'm not going to do that to everyone, but I will be responsible and tell you what I know. I can have that verbiage locked in. The verbiage is the security behind and the insurance behind the financial system. As far as the gold, the silver, and the precious metals, those will be physically moved in the next week. And then any representations or access devices for that representation or that value into that financial system, it could take another week to actually have that. I don't know. It could be as quick as a twinkling of an eye. So let me move the first few pieces in place. My goal is a twinkling of an eye, so that the value would be accessible next week. But I want to make sure everyone is clear that there's an order here that needs to be done. I'll have the first part of the order done this week. The physical stuff actually moved into place the next week, and possibly the access, it will be immediately thereafter. What does immediately mean? It could be in a twinkling of an eye, or it could be a week away from that particular moment. So if you guys can give some flexibility as far as expectations, and I know there's distractions, I'm inspired and absolutely moved to make this happen tomorrow even. So those are the steps that I personally am taking responsibility for and doing, and that those two are the foundation in order for people to have coins to rub together or a digital USB drive or a magnet card to go in and access that to buy bread and a tank of gas. And hopefully you won't need gas.
Hopefully not. But do we need to collectively come together and make a decision on what that representation will look like? Or is it a personal choice? Or
start thinking about it, because some people are definitely dead on not having a digital system.
Mm.
Totally get that. With the work that I do in banking, everything's digital. Easiest way to manipulate the data. I prefer magnetic. I prefer the energetic. That's me personally. Can I operate with that? Can I use that? Can I manifest with that? Hell yeah.
However, it was also one of the easiest to manipulate as well.
Energetic?
Or hack. No. Like magnetic.
When I'm talking magnetic, I mean magnetically drawing the energy to you. That's what I mean by energetic magnetic.
Okay.
Is pulling down the energy, because you can only access whatever energy you pull. So I can't access energy that Lisa pulls, not unless Lisa gives me consent to touch it, which is how the powers that were. I've operated their enslavement systems. They just didn't tell you what they were actually having pulled down or what their value really was. So for me, I access the prime value. But for others, they may want checks. They may want magnetic cards, if that's what you're referring to about magnetic. You know, magnetic cards. They may want these USB sticks where they can, you know, transfer the data. They may want to just have their phone converted into essentially a point-of-sale device where they can transfer and track them. I've seen those. Those are pretty cool, but not something that I choose. So everyone can just think about how they, you know, what system, what device they want, because when you have access to your value, it's just a matter of going in, like, to your bank and saying, hey, bank, I want this product, this service to be able to access my value. I want this convenience. You dictate, because you're the only one that has the value in that particular scenario of bankers and clients. We've just been told that bankers are God and you are less than. When in reality, everyone is no lesser, no greater than anybody else. So start thinking about those concepts.
So are you, hey, I just want to be clear here. Are you saying that once this system's up, we can actually go to a bank of any description and say, this is my value. This is, I want you to facilitate access to it.
Okay. I'm going to go back to when you brought up banks the last time. This time I understand I brought it up. Okay. I was using that as an example. When you end up having access to your own value, you're going to determine who gets to play with you and under what terms. Who gets to actually experience your value and under what terms? If you want to walk into a bank, great. Will Heather walk into a bank? You know, after all that we've been through and all the energy spent to help the banks repurpose themselves, I don't know if I'm – I think I'm going to take a break. I'm not walking to a bank.
I just don't think people can get their head around not having a bank as a facilitator.
Well, you are the bank. That's the point. The new system, the temporary system, will make it so that you are your own bank. You are the only one that can access it, transfer it, deliver it. You just are the bank. You're not going to have a banker. Do you want to delegate your value over to someone else to hold on to you at this point? After what you guys, we all just went through? Okay. Well, the new financial system should make it so that you don't have to rely on anything external, shouldn't it? It should make it so that you are the one that's responsible. You are the one that gets to transfer it, move it around. So if now, just go in tonight, consider, okay, I'm the bank. I'm going to be moving the value around how I choose and in the manner I choose. But it's going to be something that will be acceptable and recognizable by someone else. And maybe you'll come up with a whole new idea of a device for transfer if it's not the actual prime value. Maybe you'll think up a whole new thing. Not a USB stick, not a magnetic card, not a check, a piece of paper. Maybe it'll be something even different. Who knows? But until you get access to that value, people are going to focus just on the value and not what they can create with it.
Yes.
So does that answer your questions? It may not be as satisfactory as you want. You may not have a deadline, a date. I got to be honest with you, though. If I sit and I give you a date and we don't reach that date, we've created an energetic pull down of energy. And at that point, it creates confusion when it just sits there because energy is supposed to flow. It never stops. So I would rather go in and tell you these are the steps, the two things that need to be done. From there, it can be as quick as speed of heart, or it can be as quick as speed of doing, or as quick as speed of thought.
Access to internet will allow.
Yeah, so I just want to be clear on that. I want to create and co-create responsibly with you guys. So I hope that information is at least new data, and it's something I stand behind.
Okay, I hope so too. And we do have a little bit of time left to take a couple more calls. Excuse me. Area code 612.
Hello, it's me, Lisa. I just got to tell you, I love you so much. You're such a good host on this show. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Is your name Lisa, too?
No, it's Elizabeth, kind
of. Oh, it's
Lisa
Elizabeth,
in the middle.
Of course. Yeah, right.
I wanted to tell Heather I had the question for her, but she just answered it. So thank you, Heather.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just so many inspirations tonight on the call and putting together last night's call. It's been so awesome. Such a leap in these 2 days. Oh, my God. But I just want to go back to Heather's first comment, what she said. Choose. Do you want to choose the old system or do you want to choose something brand new? So, you know that saying, you will receive the desires of your heart. Our hearts are magnets, so to speak. So I just want to encourage everybody, even though we don't know what we're going to do, we don't know what we're going to create, and that's the excitement of it. That makes it fun, and that's okay. Just relax, and starting tonight, just desire. Well, you can desire if you want to stay in this old slave system, blah, blah, blah. But I think I've learned my lesson all these centuries of being in the slave system. I've grown as a spirit. You know, we're a spirit, we're a physical flesh, and we have a soul. So my spirit man, we don't even know how much we have grown as a spirit man until we come out of it. And we have grown a lot. So you can desire the old system, slavery one. I'm not going to. I'm going to continue to desire the new paradigm, the new shift, the new system, whatever that is. And remember, it's a paradigm shift. It's a new way of being, a new way of thinking, a new way of doing things, a creative movement individually and cooperatively. I believe we'll still have this call because we're going to cooperate and we're going to create awesome things. And we can still use the courtesy notices still. And
absolutely.
Yeah, just so so I hear you laughing, Brian.
There's still a lot of individuals in the old system who need to be educated.
I'm wondering where the standing ovation emoticon is in the chat room. Can't find one.
Yep.
Oh, you're silly.
Well, thank you for sharing, Elizabeth.
But if there's actually 200,000 on this call or whatever all around the world, if we just simply desire something new, the new way, even though we're nervous about how it's going to work out, just desire that new thing and desire to come out of this old thing, it's going to happen. Boom. Right, Heather? And Brian and everybody?
Yep.
Don't get me.
Absolutely.
That's what I stand behind. That's what I'll move my energy into.
Yeah.
You know, those who've been listening to this call and participated in this show, members of the 3%, we called ourselves, throughout last year, we made that decision. We put that call out. We put out that vision. We did it weekly. And, you know, I think that's why we celebrated at the beginning of this year when we heard about OPPT, because it was like, we did it. You know, we put that call out. It was crystal clear for us, you know. So thank you very much, Elizabeth.
And I just want to mention one more thing. Remember, March is a big, big energy month. So, And March 28th, I'll just say, I know that I know that I know we're going to be born into a brand new world. So we're going to be brand spanking new. And when I've been a mother of twins and a girl, when you give birth, it's a little bit messy and, you know, I'm not saying war or killing or anything. It's a little bit messy, but you know what? You look way beyond that because it's magnificent. It's a wonder. It's beauty. It's an awe thing. So anyway, love you guys.
I feel like I'm in the good crowd now. I've got the headache to prove it.
We got great energy in the chat room again, finally. Thank you, chat room. We love you guys.
Okay, area code 347. Area code 347?
347. Is that me?
That'd be you.
I sure hope so, because I've been sitting here listening to all these calls, and I hope you guys know that this is the Prince Taylor from so many days ago, so many weeks ago, who was out in the cold. And how you guys doing?
Good, man.
Prince.
Wow.
Hey, Prince.
Lord,
hey, Prince.
Hi. Hello. Greetings, salutations, and all the like. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm – oh, my God, Heather as well. Listen – You guys don't understand the. I mean, you do understand. You've been talking about it all week. The roller coaster. I've been up and down. You know, I've been in this surroundings of fear. All I see is fear around me. You see, I tell people what's happening, and then they kind of come back at me like, "Whoa, but how are you going to tell me this? Because I don't believe in that." Like, it's like, well, wait, what do you mean you don't believe in your freedom? Can you let go of these dollars long enough to understand? You know, can you? I always do it the way that I always come down to it. It's like you pull it from the 5D. I learn things that I already knew. It's like when
to interrupt you, but we're about to lose everybody in about a minute, just over a minute.
Stay there.
If you've called in, you'll be able to hear the call once we've gone over time. If you're just listening at Blog Talk, you'll have to hear whatever comes after this on the archive. So thank you all very much for joining us. If you've called in, stay with us. We love you. We love you all. Everybody in the chat room, you've done an amazing job today. And I'll leave it with that. Thank you, and keep going, Prince.
Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. Peace, love, and light. That's the only way to break it down. Love is living one vibration everywhere. You have to be the change you want to see around you. You see something that you don't like, you have to reach into that world and become it and pull it out. You see what I'm saying? You don't like your dirty street, walk outside and clean it up. You understand me? That's literally how we have to live. And if it takes drudging through the system to wake up everyone, if that's what you want it to be, if that's how you want it to change, go ahead and do that, because that's your value. Your ability to reach into that fifth dimension and pull out what you want and place it into this third dimension, that's your power. That's who you are. I mean, I've gone through these awakenings where they're physical and spiritual all at once. And it's only because of a conduit of the mind. You see, my mind was perceiving something at the time. So I was able to figure all these wonderful, new, outrageous things out by kind of putting together this puzzle that I've been continually, perpetually collecting my whole life. And now that I've gotten this one last piece, it literally magnetizes them all together into the new, bigger picture. And that's what we have to want to pull, that puzzle that you've been putting together your whole life, but you couldn't see around you because you didn't see it. You have to want that. You have to imagine it, and you have to walk into it. You have to bring it down. You see, I mean, I've written lyrics in the 5D that I'm just now realizing are 5D lyrics. I mean, I was walking down the street. I'm the OPPT New York City division. You understand me? Me and Grant, we are OPPT NYC. You understand me? We hold meetups every week. You understand me? Starting just with the first one last week. And now we're going to do it for the second one this Friday in Times Square. And we're going to continue having them every week in probably a different location, just to bring this energy to new parts of the world. You see what I'm saying? To new parts of the city. You see what I'm talking about? Because of the way that it's sparking in all of our hearts, just on a normal everyday basis with synchronicity, is the same way that I'm going to make it happen in my mind, because that's the way that it works in the 5D. That's my mind. That's where we live. I was sick the last couple of days. I said, I live in the area of pure potentiality. That's where I live, because I'm pulling all of these things down from that fifth dimension. And I have no more questions. I was going to give until Friday for this value asset to be in my hands, and I said, wait a minute, it's in my soul. You see, it's not in my head.
That was nice.
You see what I'm saying? It's not something I can reach out and grab and push over there and hand to somebody else and say, hold that, that's my value. No. It's inside of you. You have to work it with your energies and how you interact with everything around you. That's what Source is. It interacted with the things that it has, and it created what it did with what it had. What it had was nothing but consciousness. And consciousness arose. I mean, science and all these theories of what I understand are how I came about this understanding. So there may be conflicts in my explanation, you see, but it's a 5D way of thinking. It's just a symbol. It's just something to put in place of the truth, because we can only understand as far as our minds will allow us.
Prince, can I ask you a question?
Please.
Well, what you're describing, would that coincide with what I was saying earlier about the longest trip you will ever take is from your head to your heart?
That's a lifetime journey, you know, and some of us never reach it, and that's absolutely correct. I mean, so sometimes it's the shortest trip, though, because we never lose that from birth. We lose it in life. You see what I'm saying? It's not like we came from, I used to imagine when some people told me about coming from the great beyond and into existence, we went down the chute, and the chute and the movement through the chute made us forget. And when we wake up, we're a baby, and we're going goo goo gaga because we don't know nothing now. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But really, we know everything. We're just trying to learn how to communicate that back to the outside world, you see. And what happens is the programming makes us forget.
You know, Prince, as a mum of three, I would say that when we come into the world, we still know exactly who we are.
Absolutely.
It's those first 7 years that can make or break that connection. And from that point on, it's a lifetime of trying to reconnect it.
Yeah, I learned that a long time ago, that it's a childhood that damages a person that leads into the deviants that are the things that we are afraid of every day. It's that mm-hmm. childhood, something from like high school and down. Sometimes it even happens a little bit into adulthood where we still have that innocence and it hasn't been stolen from us. And then, but you just get that innocence stolen. And I've written lyrics about this. Just as I come back from 2010, I came back from college the first time. And I wrote some lyrics at, around that time. I mean, I was writing lyrics forever. And starting this last 5 or 6 years, I've been writing some 5D lyrics. Even, oh my God, I can't even say just only that long, because it's been a long time coming. I've been doing music really since the turn of the millennium. You see what I'm saying? I came to New York in 98. I mean, I can continue. You know what I'm saying? It's the synchronicity of these things and my awakening that's just, it's just magnificent. I mean, I hope everyone is still here, because I hear this wind blowing in my ears. It's just kind of ominous right now. It's crazy.
Well, thank you, Prince, for giving us a lovely note to end the show on. And I apologize to everybody who's still in the queue hoping to get their questions answered, but we've gone over time. It was a good show. I think we got a lot of...
You all. Thank you so much for listening.
We love OPPT NYC, by the way.
Oh, of course, yes. OPPT is all of us. So when you call in, you're OPPT wherever you're from. You see what I'm saying? That's what it is. Once you become awakened, you're OPPT wherever you're from. That's it. You come together every so often whenever you can. That's you. You guys move forward, get together with your local grocery store, start to help out anybody who's hungry. I mean, do what you can do. You see, do what you can do, because you can do anything.
Much love to you, brother.
Thank you, guys. Peace and love.
Thank you to everybody. Thank you, everybody who's listening. Thank you to everybody participating in the chat room. We do love you all. Thank you to Dee, who was very quiet, but she's in the background there. And Bob, Chris, Thomas, Heather, Brian. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
No problem. See you. Bye for now.
Namaste.
Bye-bye.
Bye.